In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with part two of the New Era, and this is the third paragraph of volume 12, May 22nd, 1919. And Jesus tells Louisa. Now, you must know this, Louisa. So he's telling us to understand the divine will. We have to learn this. We have to study this. We have to put this into practice. You must know this, that what the creature does on earth is the capital, is the money, if you want to say, that she forms in heaven, the blessings that she forms in heaven. So Jesus is teaching us every thought, every word, every deed that we think, say, and do is essential for how you're going to live in heaven. Okay. So what God teaches Louisa is to repair and redo for every thought, every word, every deed, everything that we think, say, and do with our intellect, our memory, and our will, the three powers that God has given to us, has to be for the glory of God, because that's why we were created. See, heaven is being in the presence of God in the glorified body, praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God. So what Jesus asks is that we begin to think from a divine perspective. We begin to think with the mind of Christ. So our intellect becomes one with his. So what does that mean? That's why Jesus says he was crowned three times with the crown of thorns. He was crowned three times to purify, repair, redo all of our thoughts. So our job at night is to think of, what did we think about today? Where was our mind today? And to repair, not only for not being one with God, but in the name of everyone and everything, to take all the human intelligences and repairing them, giving them to Jesus so that we can begin to think with the mind of Christ. This is what God is looking for. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. Okay, so then our memory has to be of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. That's why we pray the Holy Rosary every day, to go back to see Jesus with the eyes of Mary, to love Jesus with the heart of Mary, to be with Jesus as Our Lady was with Jesus. So our memory isn't of they said this and they did that and, you know, they don't like me and, you know, how did Jesus and Mary live? So what Jesus tells Louisa is begin to live the house of Nazareth. Begin to live this abundant life of the house of Nazareth. To remember Jesus and Mary. As Joseph was in the presence of Jesus and Mary living in the divine will, Jesus is saying, begin there. And then in time, he says, I'll give to you what I gave to Louisa, to live one with Jesus and Mary, fuse with Jesus and Mary. Louisa is the newborn, the firstborn, and God is asking us to enter into this abundant life. So he says, what the creature does on earth is the blessings, the capital that she forms when she goes to heaven. Therefore, if the soul does little with your intellect, your memory, if you haven't surrendered your human will to God, if it's just sometimes you do this and sometimes you do what you want, he says, if you do little, the soul will have little, and if much, she will have much. So if you spent your time repairing and redoing, see, everything can be repaired. All your thoughts, all your words, all your deeds can be repaired. You know, we understand this when Jesus teaches us how to begin to live this abundant life. everything changes. What is so amazing is that our God helps us to repair, not only for what we thought, said, and did, but what all our brothers and sisters thought, said, and did. Everything is changing in the world. And as we enter into this gift, the world is embracing this new era that's coming. And Jesus is using us to bring this about. So he says, if you do little of the divine will, you'll have little in the kingdom. If you do a lot, much, you'll have much in the kingdom. So as we learn this, the more that we can repair and redo every day, the sooner the kingdom's coming, the sooner our life is repaired. And Jesus says, what's going to happen? It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. How can that be? It's the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth. Repair the face of the earth through us. How? By what Jesus taught Louisa, repairing and redoing. So he says, if one loved me, if one love glorified me for 10, she will receive 10 more contentments corresponding to as much glory and will be loved by me 10 times as much. Think about that. So how what is our prayer about? Are we praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, as Jesus taught Louisa? Are we repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything? That's billions. Are you repairing and redoing in the name of every human being, past, present, and future? And if we say, that's what I want to do. See, God looks at our intentions. Are we learning from what Jesus taught Louisa? Are we putting into practice what Jesus taught Louisa? If we are, great things are coming. If we are, magnificent things are coming. So our Lord is looking at us, and our Lord is saying, how much do you want to do this? 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold? How do you want to do this? He says, whatever you do, he says, what I'll do is I will fill you as much as you want. If you want to do this for the world, he says, I will fill you. So he says this. If another loved me and glorified me for 100, for 1,000, for 1,000,000, for 1,000,000,000, she will receive contentments, love, and glory for 100, for 1,000, for 1,000,000, for 1,000,000,000. You see what Jesus is doing? He says, you cooperate with me and I'll cooperate with you. See, it's my first pastor said, we can do it the hard way, or we can do it my way. The pastor was always correct. And to do it God's way is so much easier. It's so more efficacious. It's so more magnificent of what God wants. So he's asking us, he's pleading with us, are you willing to begin to live a life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that I gave to Louisa? If you read, if you're studying, if you're putting this into practice, Jesus is going to do this. Jesus is going to do this. He says, if one loves and glorifies me for 10, 10 more contentments. If one glorifies me and loves me for 1,000, 1,000 contentments. He says, in this way, do you see what Jesus is doing? In this way, this is the divine will way. This is what he's trying to teach us. In this new era with that, that's coming, in this new beginning, if you want to say, for mankind, to go back to where Adam was before the fall, to image and likeness of God. In this way, I, God, will give to the creation all that I, God, have decided to give from the beginning. Everything will be perfect. Everything will be complete. God is doing this. And all that he's asking is, he says, I'm going to teach you how to live this life that Adam lost. He said to Louisa, if Adam was faithful, I would have given him the book of heaven, and Adam would have taught his children. Okay, so what does that mean? That means now, because of Louisa, because of what Jesus and Mary give to Louisa, this truth that Adam was to teach his children that never happened is now given to the children, the little children of the Holy Divine Will, and they're being taught by God himself through Louisa. Louisa's just writing things down. This is not Louisa's thoughts. These are the words of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, to Louisa. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, great things are going to happen. Magnificent things are going to happen. So the Lord looks at us and he says, I've got great, great plans. And he says, and you're in them. This is why I have chosen you to live at this time. So he says, in this way, when the new era begins, and it's begun now because of Louisa, I will give to the creation all that I wanted to give from the beginning of time. These infinite treasures that the angels don't even know about. And the creation will give back to me, God, all that I must receive from every human being. That's heaven. That's joy. That's the image and likeness of God. He breathes this into us so that we can breathe this back to him, Jesus and us breathing back to him. He is the new Adam. She is the new Eve. This is the newborn. And when we begin to breathe in this divine, I love you, that God wanted Adam and all his children to possess, he says, we must give back to them, to God. He says, and creation will give back to me all that I, God, wanted to receive from the beginning. And my glory, my honor, he says, will be completed in everything and in everyone. This is why we keep on praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Everything's going to be restored to what God wanted from the beginning. And then we begin to live the life that Adam had in Eden. The Garden of Eden is still very much alive. Everything in the Garden of Eden is still living. All the animals, all the plants are still in glory as God created from the beginning. And he's getting us ready to enter into this new era of mankind possessing eternity. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation said, my children, she says to Bruno, will enter into eternity. Why? Time is now coming to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of being separated from God. It's the end of being very, very far from God. It's to begin to live again the image and likeness of God as God wanted to give to Adam, to his children. And now, since Jesus and Mary have redeemed, are God redeemed, Mary co-redeemed with Christ at Calvary, what's going to happen is a new beginning for all mankind is coming. A new beginning. This is what God has planned. And he says, I have predestined you to live at this time. Why? To begin to live this abundant life. This is what God has done. And he's asking us to participate in my glory completed in everything, Jesus says, and everyone. Great things are in store. Begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. Don't be trapped in the misery of this earth. Live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. Be that light to the world, Jesus says. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.